Happy 4th of July, my friend. Consider the following words. Give me liberty or give me death. Apparently, Patrick Henry placed a very high value on freedom. And often it's for freedom that soldiers fight on the battlefield, sometimes to take it away from others or to protect it or to restore it to those who have lost it. In the United States, we generally think of such freedoms as the freedom of speech and religion and the press and the freedom of assembly. But there's more to freedom than simply civil laws protecting us. There's some freedoms that civil law can't give and armies can't secure. My friend, we have to look on this day elsewhere to those freedoms, and they're extremely important ones. Freedom from sin. Freedom from sin's eternal consequences. Freedom from hopelessness and despair, and ultimately, freedom from death. Jesus was therefore saying to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, that's true liberty. Liberty in Christ. When Christ came, the whole world was lying in the power of the evil one. In the context of Jesus' promise to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, is an objection of some who heard him. They countered that they had never been enslaved to anyone. Well, besides being historically inaccurate, because, of course, the Israelites in different seasons had served as slaves in Egypt and Assyria, in Babylon, in Persia. Many Jews were slaves in Rome. They were also missing the point. Not only were they historically inaccurate, they just didn't get it, because Jesus explained he was talking about their enslavement to sin, John 8:33. There was pride. There was pretentiousness. It kind of sounds like the church in America today in many fronts. Hypocrisy, greed, hatred. Yes, selfishness. They held to outward religious form and pomp, self-glory and human tradition, often setting aside God's commandment in favor of their traditions. They were self-righteous, and they were often very hard-hearted. Jesus came to free them and to free us from such vices. Sin is a cruel slave master, which will always kill its faithful servants in the end. Listen to that again, my friend. Sin is a cruel slave master. And in the end, sin will always kill those servants who serve it. While the Jews dealt with these things, the Gentiles were no better off. They were enslaved to false gods. Check it out in Galatians 4:8. Their degradation seemingly knew no limits. Look at Romans 1:28 and following. But Jesus came to set us all free, my friend. He was the only one who could do so. We couldn't free ourselves. Neither could any other force in heaven or on earth. It had to be the second person in the Trinity, God's only Son, Jesus the Christ. In him we are set free as we're made new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Remember Jesus' own words about it. This freedom is related to and dependent upon abiding in his word. Go back to John 8:31. He said, do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery, Galatians 5:1. See, the specific danger Paul addresses in that passage is a return to or dependence upon Judaism or religiosity for salvation. Paul has many fine things to say about the law of Moses. It's good. It's righteous. It led us to Christ as a schoolmaster. It spoke of the Christ to come. It's profitable for study, learning from its examples. But it couldn't justify, that is, it couldn't make us right or save us in the sight of a holy God. False teachers were demanding the continuing observance of the law, and even the Gentiles, to whom the law was never given, subjected themselves to its ordinances. Paul wrote, therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to, and then he listed religious things. See, additionally, there were false teachers of other sorts trying to adulterate the gospel with human philosophy and with the traditions of man. Colossians 2:8 and 10 explains that. Paul's answer, but even though we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we've preached to you, let him be accursed. Galatians 6:8. So the answer to a present danger, Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not be the master over you, for you're not under law, but under grace. My friend, this day on the 4th of July, we've got to stand guard over the ultimate freedom, and that's freedom in Christ. Else we may well find our liberty eroded and ourselves enslaved again. Peter warns that the final state of enslavement can be even worse than the first. And so he encourages the faithful not to allow themselves to be led astray by false promises, 2 Peter 2:18 and following. Even as Jesus referred to the Pharisees of his day as being enslaved, there are those today, my friend, you know it, who think like Pharisees thought back then. They're prideful, hypocritical. They look for a physical kingdom of silver and gold instead of a spiritual kingdom of truth and righteousness. They're steeped in human religious tradition and creeds while setting aside the doctrine of Christ. The message for us on this day, don't let the modern version of the Pharisee rob us of our freedom, my friend. We are thankful to be in America. Yes, we're thankful that we broke free from the tyranny of Great Britain. But my friend, we must break free from the tyranny of Satan's clutches, and we must stand strong and encourage others to do the same. We cannot let empty human philosophy take away our freedom again. The names of the philosophies may have changed. Now we have humanism and modernism, but the effects are still the same. They can't save. Human traditions can't save. Only the gospel can save. 1 Corinthians 1:18 and following. The world is constantly bombarding us with words to entice us away from our salvation. But remember the words on this 4th of July of Paul writing to the church in Galatia, Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Heavenly Father, thank you that we broke free of the tyranny of the chains of a dictator named King George. Father, help us this day to have the ultimate freedom by breaking free once and for all from the tyranny, not of a king, but of a prince, the prince of the power of the air, Satan himself, so we may subject ourselves fully to the one true King, the King of Kings, King Jesus. Thank you for the greatest freedom which comes to us now and forever in Christ, the King of Kings. Amen.